Hey everybody, welcome to the free recruiting workshop, How to Speed Up Your Deals. And my name's Scott Love. Thank you for joining me today. This is going to be great. I tell you what, recruiting, as you know, when it's good, it's really, really good. And when it's bad, it's really, really bad. And what is it that makes it bad? Things that just drag on and on and on, and it just drives you nuts. So I am making sure I did clean up my screen to make sure that no candidate resumes show up when I share it. Just want to make sure that's the case. But I've got some ideas that I think are going to help you today. How do we speed up placements? So this is going to be about 15, 20 minutes. And I don't have a sales pitch at the end. I know you're waiting for that. I don't. I do a lot of coaching and a lot of group training. And if you're interested in that, just go to theplacementclub.com. And look on where it says coaching. You can book 15 minutes with me to talk with me about coaching one-on-one. I've got room for three people. Signed up somebody today, one person last week. Usually I have about five people that I can bring on every 90 days or so. And then also, if you have a search firm and you want me to do some virtual training, or maybe even go to your annual event, I'm doing an annual event for a large search firm in August, in person for a day. But if you're curious, go to the team training page on my site, schedule a half hour meeting for us to talk, get to know about your team, your challenges. I'll give you a couple of options. I've only got room for three more until the fall. So just like everybody else, it's a busy time to be recruiting. So let me get right to it in terms of how do we speed up placements. Number one, you've got to make sure that there is mutual interest that actually exists between the candidate and the client. And I really believe that on the candidate side, if the discomfort of staying is not higher than the discomfort of moving, the candidate isn't going to move. The discomfort in their situation has to be higher than the discomfort of moving. When it is high, then they're ready to go and they're ready to move. And it's amazing that when they really, really want to move, there's nothing you can do to keep them from moving. So you have to make sure that they have high interest, mutual, that they're into. I mean, think of it like you put a 20-year-old girl and a 20-year-old boy in a room and you can't keep them away from each other. You know, that magic is natural and it exists. And you want that to be existing within your candidates and your clients. Sometimes you can't t make it happen. Sometimes it feels contrived when there's no mutual satisfaction of needs. So it has to be there. Then you have to ask yourself, should this deal really happen? Or do I want it to happen more than the candidate and the client? And if that's the case, does it make sense to fan the flames or should the placement just not happen? Number two, I also think you can quantify the placement if you can. Is there a significant percentage increase in terms of what the candidate is going to achieve, not just in comp, but is there going to be a measurable change for the candidate's experience in your client's company than where they are currently? And the same thing from the client perspective. Is there going to be a tangible increase by the candidate joining their team than not? That's number two, quantify it. See if you can quantify it. I usually look at my deals and I try to have percentages like this one's 80% likely to happen. How can I increase the odds? Well, can I get the candidate to meet a peer that they would be joining in the client's organization? Maybe that might strengthen it even more. Some deals, 50%. There's a 50% chance that it's going to happen. What can I do to increase the probabilities of that actually bearing fruit and going all the way? Number three, listen to this. The goal of each step in the placement process is to get to the next step. So look for opportunities to have leapfrog steps. Look for ways that you can leapfrog and go forward. Let me share an example with what I've done. Now, one thing I will recommend that you do, share screen. Where does it say? Here we go. All right. One thing I'd recommend that you do is that you go to where it says free resources on my website, right there, and you will see an article I wrote called Process Flowchart. I'd recommend that you take time to flow out your entire process. This is our company's process internally. You can even use that as a template for your own. your own internal process, and then look at the different processes of each part of the placement process, and you can break them down. For example, one thing that my company did, and we're not a big company, we came up with our flow chart of when we talk to our candidates. I have two people that do associates on my team. And let me see if I can zoom in on this. Okay, yes, I can. I know how to do this. Okay, I think this is going to work. It worked. Good. We actually flowed this out, and I called them first. I called them recruiting call and then a qualifying call. So we're recruiting them, and we look for the main points in that conversation, and then the qualifying call, where we're going into details about them and how that fits in with the opportunity. Then we had a presentation call. We're going to present the opportunity, and then after they're ready, they've looked at the info, then a decision call. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, those are four different conversations. Do they have to be four conversations? Well, if we had someone that was ready to go, that recruiting call and qualifying call, it could actually happen during the same conversation. And so we called them steps, a recruiting step and a qualifying step. Also, the presentation call, if we had somebody that's motivated, the presentation call and the decision, these are three options I think could work for you. I like option number one and option number two. That could happen in the same conversation. So by thinking about your own process, you will find ways to make improvements. Also, look for ways, like I mentioned, to leapfrog it. For example, in your process, when you're presenting a candidate to a client, and this is a client you know really well, and you get that immediate feedback, yes, we're interested in the candidate, even before they tell you that, have times that the client, oh, excuse me, have times that the candidate told you will work for a meeting. So, for example, you could even do this on an MPC call. When you have someone that you're marketing that you know wants to make a move, and you present that person to a prospective employer, you already want to know what are two or three times the candidate can meet next week. So that, yes, I'm interested in your candidate. I'd like to go forward. Terrific. Let me send you a copy of our fee schedule first. And once you authorize that and send that back, then I'll send you the candidate's information, and then we can schedule a talk or a time to talk about his or her expertise. That sounds great. Terrific. By the way, how do you look for tomorrow at 3 o'clock? Because why don't we go ahead and schedule that on the calendar now since I've got you on the phone? And then if the candidate isn't interesting to you, just send me a note, say, I'm not interested, and we'll cancel that meeting. But at least that way we can expedite getting that conversation scheduled. Sounds good. Terrific. One more thing, by the way, before we go, since you sounded interested in this candidate, the candidate said that he could even meet next Tuesday or Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Do you think that would work for you? Yeah, absolutely. Terrific. We'll pencil that in. And if you don't like the candidate, like I said, just let me know and you can cancel it. Oh, yeah. So what we've done, we have gone through different micro steps pretty quickly. So you want to look for ways to leapfrog. And that's number four is micro steps. Number three was looking at each step as getting to the next step in the process. Look for opportunities to leapfrog. And then number four is look for micro steps, such as mini steps in the process. For example, in the conversation you're having with the candidate for the very first time, this is a complete stranger. You're interrupting them at work. You're calling them about a life-changing opportunity. Look for micro steps in that process. And the micro step is I'm building trust. I'm getting them comfortable with me as a stranger. And my first step isn't to pitch the opportunity, it's to get them comfortable to consider change. In fact, asking questions such as if they say, I'm pretty happy. So if I had something that I knew was substantially better than your current situation, would you at least want to hear about that? Well, sure. Well, I think that actually may be this. Since I've got you on the phone, why don't I just tell you about this? Okay. Wow. So the micro step is getting people to feel comfortable talking about that kind of change, to open their mind up. So, number five, another tip is to anticipate the next step in the process and to tell them what it is. This is why when you think of recruiting as a leadership job, you're leading people forward to decisions that benefit them. You're not pushing them. You're not pulling them along. Come on, let's go. You're leading them forward. It's always good when you set the stage with a new candidate. As we go from here, Joe, my role is to facilitate the process of you and my client going forward. And if at any time you're not interested in that, then tell me and we can end the process. The only thing that counts is for you to do what's in your best interest. Does that make sense? Sure. Are you okay working that way? Sure. Terrific. Well, terrific. Well, the next thing we need to do is this. Send me your resume, transcripts, and a writing sample. Once I get that, I'll review that, and then we'll talk again and go over in deeper conversation the specifics on this opportunity. And then you can tell me if you're okay with me present. And see, that's how we lead it forward. People don't like uncertainty. And the more you can do to take the uncertainty out of a move, the better. Now, we're probably not thinking about that because we do this all the time. And we're like, what are you whining about? You're just going to go on an interview and you're going to move. It's no big deal. I do this all the time. But they haven't done it in 7 years. They haven't even thought about moving. So people have discomfort when there is uncertainty. You want to remove that uncertainty by telling them, this is what I do. In fact, let me tell you about our process. From this point on, my role is to facilitate the process of you and my client getting to know each other. And in fact, we have three different phases of our process. There's the introduction phase, where I introduce you to them. They decide that they want to meet with you. Then there is the interview phase, where I get involved in telling you who's going to be there, what to say, what not to say. And then finally, if it gets to that point, if they like you, you like them, and there's an offer, and many times I get involved in negotiating that, the resignation phase, the offer acceptance and resignation phase. And if and when we get to that point, I'll even tell you how to resign so that you can leave a good reference and a good relationship intact. That's how I get involved in the whole process. Does that make sense, Joe? Sure. Are you okay working that way? I'm fine. And so you keep things from slowing down by telling them this is where we're going to go. Also, and number six, when somebody asked why aren't these on slides, I just didn't prepare them on slides. So just take notes. Number six, always give them an out and check in with them every 2 weeks, if you haven't spoken with them, if you're in a longer cycle, some people, 2 weeks, the candidate will get an offer in 2 weeks. Other processes, it's like 2 weeks. Well, hopefully we'll get the second interview scheduled in 2 weeks. But if it's been 2 weeks, always check in with them. How are you? And also, number seven, don't assume they haven't gotten any other recruiting calls, taken other meetings. If it's been a long time, you can ask them things like, has anything changed since we talked? What do you mean? Have you gotten any offers, any other communication from other recruiters, any other opportunities that you're looking at? And see, when you set the stage in the beginning, this is what you can expect from me. And this is what I need to expect from you. As we go forward, this is the process. Then they trust you. It's all about earning candidate trust. And when they see that you're a professional, that you're leading them forward, then they're going to trust you, and that's going to speed up the whole process. But check in with them. Has anything changed since we talked last in terms of you getting other offers, talking with other opportunities, getting calls from other headhunters? Don't assume that they haven't done that just because you don't know. And you might feel uncomfortable and awkward asking them, but it's okay to ask it. There's nothing wrong with that. One final tip, and then I want to share something with you as well. There is a resource out there, and I'm going to see if I can share my screen. I do think that, hold on a second. If you look at this site, hold on a second, let me share it. Share the screen. How do I share the screen again? I just did that. Okay, right here where it says share screen. If you go here to this site, it's called ipsume.com, ipsume.com. There is nothing else out there like that. This is a platform that can help you accelerate the closing of your deals, that can help you make it easy for the clients to communicate with you. It can get you more business. I know that for a fact. This can get you more business from your clients when they use IPSME. Check it out. It's IPSUME. I'm not a tech guy, but wow, when I see an opportunity that makes sense in terms of resource, that will help you to speed up the placements. And one final tip for you. If you've had a deal that didn't close, for example, we had one that didn't close and it took a while for us to get to the slow no from the candidate. Look back over those past deals and ask yourself, if there was something I could have done differently, what would it have been? And then secondly, were there any indications that I had that told me that this deal might not close? If we're going to lose out on someone, lose out earlier rather than at the end. In the process, you want to lose out on the beginning process rather than at the end of the process. It's going to save you a lot of time. And it had gone on a long time. And I remember the very first time I met with the candidate, we were meeting for lunch. And he was about 20 minutes late. And he didn't even text me or tell me until about 10 minutes after I'd been at the restaurant. What does that tell you about someone? There's what I call the two cardinal rules of human behavior. The first one is that people do what's in their own best interest. The second one is that people are predictable and consistent. And in the placement process, people don't all of a sudden become responsible adults. So you want to look for indications based on their actions. Have you ever had a client that said, yes, we're interested in your candidate, and you don't hear anything back? Well, test it. Take a search from a client, and you can ask them this question. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 meaning that this is an important, critical opening for you to fill soon. Where are you in that range? I'm a 10. And then ask them this question. So does that mean that I should clear my desk off of my existing clients and searches and make yours my top priority? You ask them that in that way because a reasonable person isn't going to allow you to waste your time. If they've got people that they're already talking to and you put it that way, they're going to say things like, you don't need to spend a lot of time on it. But if you find someone, let us know. In fact, we've got someone that we're talking to that we're pretty confident is going to go forward with us. But if you know people, just let us know. But I wouldn't put a lot of time and effort into it. Wow, I'm really glad I gave them that question. So look for things that can slow it down. Look for ways that you can speed it up in terms of thinking of your process. Where are the choke points in it? And is there a way that you can accelerate those processes, not by calling them calls, but steps? Maybe you can do two steps in one step. And one final thing I'm going to share with you, I'm going to share my screen again, is when you look at this, we actually did this with our candidates. As we were doing this last week, we segmented our candidates into three different categories. Because we noticed that the people we're talking to, boy, the ones that go forward, they fit three criteria. They're motivated to move. There is a very clear reason as to why they want to move. They've got a vision for their career where their current company doesn't help them achieve it. They're eager. There's a sense of urgency that they have, and they're transparent. Let me tell you about my comp expectations. They voluntarily give that to you, or they share information with you that some candidates, they might not share it with you. So you segment them into the whale. That's a whale of a candidate. We call a dolphin. A dolphin, they're motivated to move. There's not as much of a sense of urgency, and maybe they're not as forthcoming with information that we need. And then finally, those candidates that are just open-minded, they don't have a clear motivation to move. They're not eager. And then also, they're not as transparent, but they're open-minded. You want to look for the whales, you'll take the dolphins, stay away from the fish. That also helps you to move them forward in the process. So, for example, we noticed this when we were doing this exercise just last week. We came up this within our own team SOP meeting. And this is one example of what I do when I'm consulting with search firms, is break through their whole process. Wow, Shawauza, look at that. I had no idea we could really leapfrog one step to another. As we're looking at that, when we had a whale, wow, it's not a recruiting call and a qualifying call. That happens in one call. So we're going to call them recruiting step, qualifying step, same with presentation step and decision step. That's one call. Anyways, I hope that this has been helpful for you. Like I mentioned, go to theplacementclub.com. I've got room for three more people for one-on-one coaching. Had somebody sign up today, somebody signed up last week. I've got three more. And if you're someone that's billed, I mean, really, for me to coach you, for me to help you, you need to have billed at least 300K. I don't think it's the best if you're brand new, unless you're really, really eager. I mean, if you're really eager and you're committed, I think I've got a chance to help you. If you know the business, you know, you're kind of stuck. I think the key issues that I've helped people on are strategy, mindset, less on the tactics, because most of the people that I coach, they're, you know, they know the business, but really on strategy and mindset. But really, strategy is where I can help people just kill it. Sometimes we'll coach on a specific initiative or an outcome. In fact, we always have a clear goal of where we want to go. But anyways, check out the site, theplacementclub.com. Register to get a short conversation with me. If you can't register, then it means that all those slots have been filled. So if you're interested, I'd recommend doing it sooner than later. And if you've got a search firm, I'd say with at least four or five people, talk with me about me doing something for your team, whether it's in person or usually I do like a six session series over different topics. And on that page where it says team training, I've got kind of a curriculum of things that I've done with people. Anyways, get back on the phone, talk to more candidates and clients, make some placements. Oh, and by the way, check out the Placement Club, the tour of the membership site. It's 97 a month where you get time every Monday on my group coaching for less than $100 a month. So check that out too. You can take a video tour of the Placement Club. And I always say, try it for a month. If you don't show up to the meetings and you know, and you cancel, you know, I can't give you your money back, but if you sign up for it and you attend our Monday calls and you don't like it, it's not for you, let me know. I'll give you your money back for it. So you got nothing to lose. Anyways, thanks for joining me today, and appreciate you being here. Take it easy. Bye.